decided to stay home. So I did church. Sorry, Fatty. I went to the church building on Sunday morning. And then we, I don't even remember what we did for lunch, but I think I picked up something for lunch. And then we just hung out at home, really. We really didn't do much. We caught up with Amazing Race. And we watched the end of it, although Fatty had already spoiled me on who won. So he said, you want to turn this off or something if you don't want to be spoiled. And before I could hit the play, the stop button, he had already said who the winner was. He literally said, oh, you should turn this off if you don't want to hear. The winner was blah. I mean, it was so fast. There was no time for me to turn it off.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
I mean, it was so fast. There was no time for me to turn Fatty off.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3682, I say chew, of the BFO for Wednesday, the 16th of March, 2022. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day, and there was something in the Villa mailbox. Big Fatty! Hello, dancing slippers. Big Fatty, hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you're dancing slippers today because, y'all, you need to pull out your dancing slippers and dust them off. Maybe put a little polish on them. A little spit polish, Big Fatty Vulgar. And get ready, because, you know, tomorrow you'll have to do your Irish jig. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. Irish jig and Irish spring and Irish beer. And I wish this had not gone this far. Yes, Big Fatty.
Fatty plays. He takes nipper walks around the neighborhood and hangs out with all of the gays. Miss Kitty and Olive are his friends, and then there's young Nicholas too. Granny and Durwood are his pals, and he is our Fatty the Pooh. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, that famous podcaster who natters and stuff. He's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, master of that special chair. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, he loves the puppet show with guys who are buff. It's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, showing off his big old pair.
Yeah, gotcha. Y'all, that, of course, is that Frequency. And Frequency, thank you so much for that totally original, never heard before bumper. And y'all, before we get into everything, y'all, I just want to take a moment to send out condolences to Frequency. Y'all, Steve the Tater sent me a testimonium saying, are you aware that Frequency's mother passed away? And I said, no. And then he sent me a picture of something from the, I guess it's from the Metaspace. And it was dated the 28th of February, and it says, my sweet mom left us a few hours ago. Somewhere there is a great party with her and dad and all of her sisters and brothers. What a reunion. Please take care of her, guys. She was greatly loved and will be greatly missed. I love you, Mom, forever and always. And, y'all, there's two... pictures of his mama in front of the spring flowers, and y'all, she just looks like the sweetest lady, and Frequency, I know that she had been a very independent woman. living, y'all, I don't, she'd been working, and y'all, she was up there in age and was continuing to work and living alone and everything, and I know Frequency went by and checked out on a regular basis, but anyway, y'all, it's a new beginning for Frequency to be, and I know he and his sister, I think it was his sister, were trying to clear out her house and all this kind of stuff months ago, but it'll be a new beginning for Frequency and his family, and it's yes, it will be sad that she's not with you, but and I've said this before, just think how awful it would feel if it wasn't sad. The fact that you miss her means that there was something there, and that you were touched in positive ways by her, and we're sending out good thoughts, and keep your chin up, Frequency. I know you will. Yes, Big Fatty, he lives in the wasteland. What the hell do you think he's gonna do? Well, that's true. Y'all, after I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, young Nicholas stopped by, and we had a nice little visit. No ballet practice or anything, but just a nice little visit. Y'all, I caught up on some episodes of the Shark Tank. Almost caught up on all of those. Y'all, I had like 12 or 13 episodes. And let's see, what was I going to say? Fatty, we don't know. But y'all, the sports ball tournament has started. And so, y'all, it's that time of year. If you don't like the sports ball, don't call Mean Keen. No, Big Fatty. let's see. Y'all slept very well. Y'all woke up about 5:20 a.m. in the morning, and I was delighted. Just delighted it was 5:20 and went back to sleep. Woke up again a few minutes before 7 a.m., got up, spent some time with Miss Gail King, read the paper, did my Sudoku, and had my coffee, and then I was off for my morning nipple walk, did the big circle, came back, got my share, and y'all just piddled around the villa here, and then y'all, Hortensia came by. And while she was here straightening up the villa, y'all, I was off to get the hairs cut. Yes, Big Fatty, both of them. And y'all, when Big Fatty gets a haircut, y'all, it's just a good day. It's just a good day is all I'm gonna say. And then came back, and the Nip and I, while I was getting my haircuts, or right before I was getting my haircuts, y'all, there was a story on the news about the Apple Snack having updates. So y'all, I'm going to tell you something. I don't know how Archer does it, because y'all, I had to update the and the Apple Snack TV and the iPad. Oh, I've forgotten to do the laptop. I got to do that. I had to update the IMAX and the Apple clock. Y'all, and the Apple TV. Did I say the Apple TV? I think I did. But y'all, it was unbelievable how long it took. But you know, Archer has about 438 Apple Snack machines and all. But anyway, Big Van, one of you has to update that new studio. Well, he ain't gotten that yet. Oh, well, that'll be the first thing he does is update it. It's true. But anyway, did that and got my hands cut. Hortensia was here, and then y'all, it was time to go see Olive. And the Nip and I, we went over and had dinner and drinks with Olive and his friend. We'll call her Eileen. Big Fatty, you're not going in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame either. It's true. but anyway, and y'all, we've just gotten back. And y'all, I fixed me a little cup of hot tea. And But y'all, yesterday afternoon, this happened. Yeah, I see y'all. You know, Mr. Pickle, he is moving out there to the Oregon, and y'all, he sent me a postcard from the Columbia Gorge, baby, and it says, "Brother, I hope you get this card soon. Y'all have made amazing lifelong friends." Talking about the Friday at Fatty's group. "I will have to make it back for a Friday or a pool party. Mr. Pickle. Mr. Pickle, thank you so much for that. It's just lovely. Just lovely." But y'all, that was not all. Y'all, there was something from that Lesbyterian delivery service. And y'all, I'm just going to open it up here. Y'all, I have no idea what it is. I was not expecting anything. But let's just open it up. Oh, yes, baby. I'm going to reach in and just see if there's one of those paper receipts or gift card or something. Y'all, it says a gift from me, from you. It says, "Oh, no, a chicken escaped from Toppy Smelly's chicken coop apartment and has made its way to you. Squawk in good health, Moose P. Beef, ready? A chicken? Well, if it's a chicken from Toppy's house, it's got to be a choked chicken. Beef, ready? Well, and y'all are big fat. It's not just any chicken. Y'all, I'm gonna put a picture of this up on the WWW at noon tomorrow. And y'all, it's the purple chicken. Purple chicken with the pink polka dots, and let's just Big Betty, it's breathing heavy. It is. Oh, Big Betty. And y'all, its mouth is open. Y'all, it looks like it could be vulgar. Oh, Big Betty, it looks like he's got testicles hanging underneath his chin. Oh, yes, Big Betty, probably the official squeaky of the ballet theater. It's true. Anyway, Moose, thank you so much for that. That's just as cute as it can be. And maybe a squeaky chicken. We'll make an appearance here on the little show every once in a while. Oh, Big Betty, you're not making friends. Maybe Squeaky Chicken will come on for Squeaky Gentleman Caller when you're Big Betty, when you choke the chicken. Yeah, something like that. But Moose, thank you so much for that. And y'all, I think that let me just look here. Let me just look here and see what we got. Oh! Big Betty, Squeaky Chicken doesn't like that dead photo. Y'all just go over there and I'll handle this. Hello?
It's Kathy and Peter So-So Question Month. It's Kathy and Peter So-So Question Month. Come on, BFO listeners. Call or write in with your average at best questions so Fatty can vaguely pretend he's interested and we can all get on with our lives. It's Kathy and Peter So-So Question Month. Let's all go for that mediocre prize.
Oh, Big Fatty, that's a new bumper. Well, you know, here we are, the last day of the, the last week anyway of the So-So Question Month, and y'all, that was Jay the Haunt Cub, and Haunt Cub, thank you so much for that last-minute half-ass attempt to make So-So Question Month a fail. So-So Question Month is the bumpers continue to uninspire us, and we thank you for that. But anyway, enough of that, y'all. That pretty much has been my day. Big Betty, you're not gonna do So-So Questions.
Big Fatty, that was the chicken.
It's February so-so question month. It's February so-so question month. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and call, comment, or email the BFO with a so-so question for that Peter G. and Kathy Marshall's contest in February. Because we're tired of the good questions, and we're ready for the mediocre ones. It's February so-so question month. Come on, do something. Get off your ass.
Yeah, I guess y'all, that, of course, is Digger, and Big Fatty, I noticed Digger couldn't be bothered to do a new bumper. Well, you know, what can I say? Oh, Big Fatty, that's the chicken again. Anyway, y'all, we got another question here from Miss Bacon, and Miss Bacon says, Big Fatty, did you enjoy the So-So Question Annual Contest 2022? Now, y'all, this came in 1 hour and 20 minutes prior to the end of So-So Question Month. Thanks, Peter and Kathy, Miss Bacon. Thank you so much for that submission. Always lovely to hear from you. And I think the Hot Cub answered that with the new bumper saying Big Fatty was mildly interested in a Big Fatty. You loved every minute of it. It's less content. Well, that's probably true. But anyway, so Miss Bacon, absolutely a so-so question finish up So-So Question Month. Y'all, we've got another submission here. Y'all, it's from that Phoenix Dave, and he says, is it too late to submit my question? That's my so-so question. Thank you. I'll take the answer off air, Phoenix Dave. Well, Phoenix Dave, thank you so much for the submission. Now, y'all, I'm gonna have to send this to the judges to see if this qualifies for So-So Question Month. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, the judges have ruled that this is not a so-so question. Big Fatty, Phoenix Dave, thank you so much for the excellent question. Is it too late to submit my question? The answer, according to the judges, is yes, because your question came in on the 2th of March at 10:18 a.m. in the morning. So that would not qualify as a so-so question, but thank you so much for that excellent question. And I've obviously given you the answer off the air. Big Fatty, I'm so... Oh, dear Gussie. So, y'all, that's the end of So-So Question Month. Peter and Kathy, the ball is in your court. I'm sure that you'll eventually get around to choosing a winner for the mediocre half-ass prize for So-So Question Month. And, y'all, we should have it by Easter. So, y'all, just hang around. You've hung around this long listening to the damn questions. You can hang around listening to see who got the half-ass gift at Big Fatty. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard old Cricket Hat, and Cricket Hat, what did you think when So-So Question ended?
I mean, it was so fast. There was no time for me to turn Fatty off.
Oh, well, it was fast. It's the 15th, it's the 16th of March. How's that fast?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.